This is Day to Day from NPR News, continuing with the five best ideas in television, according to Alex Chadwick. I'm Madeline Brand, and Alex, what do you have for us today?
Engagement, very important to TV people. I think this is just like what the online people call stickiness.
I'm surfing the web, I find some random site, and I stay there for a while. I stay with it.
Exactly. Engagement, stickiness, important to old TV and online TV. And I heard about a television meeting a couple of months ago in Beverly Hills, and I went. This is a modestly sized ballroom at an expensive hotel, 150 people inside, not wearing California casual. Many of the men have ties. The women are in dark suits. One of them is up on the platform.
This is the environment that we all live in. This is media fragmentation, personalization, customization, social networking.
She's an audience researcher, Stacy Lynn Schulman.
Things that we're, you know, we say in whispers and corridors and loudly in our offices because we want to pull all of our hair out.
This is the Family Friendly Programming Forum. I'd never heard of it. It's a group of advertisers, family products, insurance, cars, and soap. They spend 30% of all the ad dollars in all media each year. Basically, except for Day to Day, everyone in this room is stinking rich. And they all want to hear from Stacy Lynn Schulman.
The idea of dialogue is new, whether it be for programmers or it be for marketers.
We talked privately after her speech. The internet, Stacy says, the instant nature of the feedback changes research into dialogue for the TV people and the advertisers.
The fact that you actually are consulting with people who buy your product as to how to improve it or distribute it better is a new idea.
And I finally really see television. All those years we were watching TV, TV was watching us.
So instead of marketing to teens or adults or households, you can actually market to adults who bought baby care products at Walmart last week. And that's a lot more powerful information for marketers and for programmers.
It's the confluence of TV and online. We join chat groups, we tag things so that others can find them too and find us. We make our own networks. The consumer becomes the channel.
Yes, the consumer is the channel. Exactly. You got it.
Well, I wrote it down from her PowerPoint. But that's not the best idea in TV yet. I'm taking notes, too, from David Poltrek. He's chief researcher for CBS. And he's telling a story about engagement. In TV, it's like sacramental truth.
My first contact with engagement was a very sobering one. It happened to do with a show called The Waltons.
This was in the 70s, a family drama set in Virginia during the Depression.
Good night.
Good night, John Boy.
Good night, Aaron.
I love you, Daddy.
I love you, too, honey.
It was popular, critics liked it, but advertisers didn't. It felt old-fashioned. So CBS sold ads at a discounted rate, David Poltrek is saying, and Procter & Gamble bought all it could.
Liv, I love you.
I love you too, John.
CBS was just beginning engagement research at the time, and David Poltrek learned that the soap company was way ahead of him.
We noticed for the first time that the Waltons had the highest viewer engagement scores of any show on television.
And the true wonder of engagement, it's not just the shows that viewers recall, it's also the ads on them.
Procter & Gamble knew that, CBS didn't. I vowed that would never happen again.
You engage with a TV show if it's important that you watch it regularly, if you feel personally involved with the story and characters, if you talk about the show, if it makes you think, and one more, David Poltrek.
Does this program leave you in a good mood, put you in a good mood?
Engagement. That is what TV people want on old TV and online TV too. So the best idea in TV today? Not engagement exactly, but what to do with it.
One great idea for television is for someone to sponsor programming that captures very engaged fan cultures but not a large audience and is therefore in danger of cancellation.
I'm back with the researcher Stacy Lynn Schulman. Everyone here seems like the smartest kid in the class, but she might get voted most likely to succeed.
what you have is a community of folks that are so engaged in that content and so love it that these people are part of their lives, that if you as an advertiser continue to provide that experience when the distributor drops out, you create an enormous amount of goodwill. That's my good idea for you.
Hey, Procter & Gamble or Coke, she means you. Take some show with a cult following and keep it going, maybe just on the internet for a while. Just keep the story alive. And that is such a good idea. Someone's already doing something very much like it. That story tomorrow.
And Alex, all these great ideas are online?
Of course they are, along with some extras like photos and links, and those are at npr.org.